He is Lord, he is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee, my God, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Good morning. We honor the Lord today for his faithfulness, his goodness, his power, his anointing. We have another opportunity to come before him and to bless his holy, holy name. Sister Joy, I know you are having challenges with the thing. Is it possible for Pastor Butler to start us out in the giving of thanks and blessing him and loving on him, adoring him? Is it possible for us to do that? If so, Pastor Butler, let's start out loving on him, blessing him, giving him the glory as your lead flow. And then when you get done, I'll come in and give us some prayer points that we might touch heaven.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Pastor. Grace be unto you all, and peace be multiplied. We're so grateful to God to be in the land of the living. Because the dead does not praise him, neither does any that go down into silence. But David said, while I yet have my being, will I bless him. And because of that, amen, we owe him glory, honor, and praise. Because of him that we are on this call this morning, amen. More grace to you, family. Peace be multiplied. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to go before his majesty and honor him for the great things that he has done. For he, in fact, yes, have done great things, and we're glad. Psalms 105 and verse number 1 surmises it. Let's go there. Psalms 105 and verse 1 says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of his wondrous works, glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek him, seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face evermore. Let's get ready to seek him as we go before him and praise, thanksgiving, acknowledging the marvelous and magnificent, amen, works that he has done. Father, this morning, we're so grateful for you, Lord Jesus Christ, touching us, as it were, with the finger of love, awaken us, Lord, lifting our eyelids so that we might, Lord, behold another day that you have made for us to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you that you laid us down to sleep, but we awaken. Because you sustained us. Once have we heard and twice have it been spoken. Power belongs to God. We lift you up, your majesty, because you are absolutely, unequivocally magnificent. You are marvelous. You are majestic and mighty. You are magnanimous and miraculous. And Father, you have done marvelous and magnificent and yea, even wondrous works. And we rejoice over it, Lord. Father, thank you for, Lord God, your kindness and your mercy and your loving kindness that is better than life. Thank you for, Lord Jesus, your multitude of tender mercies. God, we give you divine praise right now because praise is comely, hallelujah, for the upright. And unto God shall the vow be performed. Oh, your majesty, thou that, amen, bless God, walks on the clouds of the air. By the name of Jah, we bless you and we honor you. We glorify you. Hallelujah. And we lift you up and say, the Lord be magnified from this day forth and forevermore. Thank you right now, Lord, that you laid us down to sleep. God, you allowed us to, Lord, live. Hallelujah. God, when the enemy wanted to, Lord, take our life, you said live. When we were drowning in our own blood, you said live. When we were, Lord Jesus Christ, set for death and should have been in death, you said live. And because of that, we come, Lord, hallelujah, with a praise in our tongue, thanksgiving upon our lips, appreciation in our heart, celebration in our spirit. Hallelujah. We exalt you. We magnify you. We praise you, Lord, and we give thanks unto you. Thank you for being in the land of the living. Thank you, Lord God, that, Lord Jesus, you covered us as we slept and we slumbered. Father, we thank you this morning for the strength that we have to even come, Lord, before the throne of grace. Thank you, Lord God, for hands to move and fingers to move. And Lord Jesus Christ, that we're able to move the fingers that we do have, the eyes that we do have. Oh God, thank you this morning. Hallelujah, for all the things that you have done for us. You have done great things wherein we are glad. We give you glory. I thank you this morning, Lamb of God. Hallelujah, for feet, and for feet that are mobile and, Lord, working and operation. Thank you for my knees and our legs and, Lord Jesus, our waist. And we thank you right now for things we, Lord Jesus, take for granted and for naught and don't even acknowledge. Hallelujah. The very things, Lord God, that if they were messed up, hallelujah, we would notice immediately. God, we thank you now. Father, even yesterday, as I've seen a man totally incapacitated and work in a wheelchair, hallelujah, by voice and by breathing only. Oh, God, as sorrowful as we are about his situation and all those that are therein, God, we stop and say thank you this morning that you have been merciful and kind to us, and we have the activity of our limbs. Father, remove complaining from our lips. Hallelujah, murmuring out of our tongue. Lord Jesus, fault-finding and criticism, let it be far from our spirit. Father, but we thank you this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. We're not incapacitated. We thank you we're not lying on a bed, hallelujah, of affliction. Thank you, Lord, that we're not living under a bridge. Father, we have sympathy and sorrow, compassion and passion for those that do. But God, we thank you, hallelujah, just as we thank you for a sound mind. We thank you for not living under a bridge. Thank you for not being homeless today. Thank you for beds to sleep in, for water to drink and food to eat. Oh, God, there have been many that have not. But God, you are commanding us to give thanks, for we do have, and we owe you glory, and we owe you praise, and we owe you honor. God, we give you the glory, and what shall we render unto you for all your many benefits unto us? Oh, mighty, matchless wonder, we take the cup of salvation. Hey, Shakatai. And we call on the name of the Lord. We give you glory and praise. Hallelujah. Because some men trust in horses. Some men trust in chariots. But God, we learn to depend upon you. Hallelujah, the Lord our God. We thank you this morning, Father, for our children. Thank you for our husbands. Thank you for our wives. Thank you for sons and daughters. Hallelujah, grandparents, mothers and fathers. Hallelujah. Many of us, Lord, that our fathers and our mothers have gone to meet you and rest in peace. But Father, there are many that are still yet in the land of the living. And God, we say thank you. Thank you this morning. Hallelujah, for the little things. Thank you this morning for the ability to smell. Thank you for the ability to be able to, Lord, swallow. Thank you for the ability to have, Lord Jesus Christ, water within our sockets. Hallelujah. Thank you this morning for our ears, having the ability to hear, and not only that, but God, that they are not inundated with pain and suffering. Oh, God, we give you thanks. Praise is comely. Hallelujah. Bless God to you. We bless you. We praise you, O Lord. We give thanks unto you, for you have done good things, great things, wherein we are glad. Who can utter your mighty acts, O Lord? Who can show forth your praises? But God, we are blessed, and blessed are they that keep your judgments. Blessed are they that said, doeth righteousness. You decreed at all times. God, we bless you, and we remember you, Lord. We honor you, and we glorify you, and we say unto thee, O God, remember us, O Lord, with the favor that thou hast bestowed, hallelujah, and bear us upon your people. Give unto us, hallelujah, glory and majesty and power through your presence, through your anointing, through your Jesus Christ, hallelujah, your word. We thank you for that, that you call us from darkness into light. Thank you for calling us a people that were not a people. Thank you for redeeming us from the hand of the enemy. Thank you for salvation through the blood of the Lamb. Thank you this morning, Lord, for the ability to come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may aman zitol ninima kandaman stilidebet kataya handebe, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Thank you that we have a very present help in the time of trouble. Thank you, Lord God, that if you be for us, who can be against us? Thank you that the Lord, you're on our side. God, and we decree and declare, we profess and we pronounce and we proclaim that if you're for us, who can be against us? Because greater are you that are in us than he that is in the world. For this we thank you. We don't complain. We don't murmur. We don't find fault. We have nothing to murmur about. But God, let our Lord speech, hallelujah, be that that is called God proceeding from heaven. And that is that the Lord is good when, hallelujah, at all times. So therefore we shall bless you at all times. And your praise, and right there, praise him. I feel the praise. Come on and praise him. Right there, praise. Don't listen to me. Praise him. Praise him, KCC. Praise him, everyone up under this umbrella of anointing. Praise him. Lift him up. Don't ask him for nothing yet. Come on, before a prayer point come, thank him. Leap on Suleban Bristepe, Kuniman Sulebakaskataya, Nidimo Kostepe, Lataya. Thank you this morning. All give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make his praise glorious. Make his praise magnificent. For the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. Therefore, we give glory and honor and praise and power and majesty and might and dominion. Hallelujah, both now, henceforth, and forevermore. World without end, throughout eternity. In the matchless, magnificent, majestic, miraculous, magnanimous name of his majesty, our God, Jesus the Christ, King of kings, you're Lord of lords, you're Prince of life, you're the living water, you're the living bread, you're the cup. I say, well, glory, 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 in the name of Jesus. Robasi, Rocha. In the name of Jesus.
My God, God is faithful. God is powerful. God is awesome, and he's worthy to be praised. Let me tell you something. That's the power of praise. That's the power. He did something powerful again this morning. What did he do? He disarmed the alarm code. How did he do it? He used the password. What is the password? Thank you. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. That's the password. That's how you step and tap right in to the power and the blessing and the favor of God. I mean, you usher yourself right into the presence of God when you start out with the giving of thanks. I need you to listen to me. I'm going to tell you something because I understand the power of prayer. I understand what happens in the spirit. I understand that everything that is going to happen in your life is only going to manifest by prayer. Somebody right now has a prophetic word that has not yet come to pass, and you're wondering what is going on. I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you're frustrated because that's my assignment. I have an assignment to the body of Christ, and my assignment is to push us into a place of prayer. You know, you got to know what God has called you to do. And I understand in this season of my life, yes, I'm prophetic. Yes, God talks to me. Yes, God shows me things. But I also understand that I have an assignment to the body. And that assignment is to bring the church to a solemn assembly to cause us to weep between the porches and the altar. I want you to hear me by revelation that there are many of you right now on this call that has prophetic words, prophecies hanging over your life. And you must understand that you need the prophetic in your life. Why do you need the prophetic in your life? Because prophecy, when it's released concerning the church, concerning your life, concerning your destiny, it shows you what the plan of God for your life is. Prophecy is God's original intent for your life. What do you mean? You may have a son. You may have a daughter. When God raises up a genuine prophet to speak into their life, that word shows you what the plan of God is for the life of your daughter, for the life of your son, for the life of your business, for your church, for your pastor. When prophecy is released, it shows you what the plan of God is. But not only does it show you what the plan of God is, it gives the enemy an indication of what is about to happen. That's why the prophetic is so powerful, because not only does it reveal to you God's plan, but it reveals to the enemy God's plan. The devil is not omnipresent. He is not omniscient, and he's not all-powerful, omnipotent. He cannot see your future. Don't believe that. It sounds good, but he can't. Colossians 3 declares that you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. The devil doesn't know your future. He doesn't know it at all. But what reveals to him the plan of God for your life is what? Prophecy. Remember when the wise men saw the star and they revealed to Herod that Jesus was born. Matthew chapter 2, verse 6. Read it when you get the chance. That was the prophecy. And as a result of the prophecy, Herod said, we got to do something. We got to kill all the male children under the age of 2. You listening to me? You better hear me by revelation. The same thing happened with Moses. When the prophecy went out, the man of God, Pharaoh declared, we must kill all children 2 and under. Are you listening to me about the Spirit of God? Many of you get prophecies. Many of you get declarations over your life. Many of you have things spoken over your life, but you don't understand that once you receive a prophetic word, it's not time to be cute, because there are reactions. There are things that are coming from the underworld to try to stop the prophecy from coming to pass. But today, we're going to pray. Lebeshe, Lakula, Lemanda Lakuta Lahazia, Zivundi Limi Idele Eshikeba. You have to understand that there's a prophecy hanging over your life. And when that prophetic word was released, strongholds from your bloodline, all right, attacks from your bloodline, things that your mother have dealt with, that your father have dealt with, your grandmother, there are things that are assigned to your bloodline. If I had time, I would get into that. But just like God got angels, the devil has strong men. And that angel protects the interests of God. But strong men protect the interests of the devil. So I would say it like this. Strong men are the devil's angels. And angels from God are God's angels, even though they're all angels. They're messengers. They're sent on assignment to protect the interests of the enemy in that nation, in that family. Right now, there is a strong man in your family. It can be a strong man of perversion, can be a strong man of lust, can be a strong man of pride, can be a strong man of poverty, can be a strong man of anger. These strong men are assigned by the enemy to protect the devil's interest. And here it is. There's a prophecy hanging over your life, but because of that strong man that's in that bloodline, it's hindering some things from manifesting in your life. Today, we are praying and we are breaking free from every demon in our bloodline. Lift your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I break free. Come on, open your mouth. Don't play with this. Speak with authority. Say in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I break free from every demon in my bloodline. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the authority of the blood, by the power that I have obtained in the name of Jesus, I break free from every demon in my bloodline, every curse of my ancestors, every yoke in my bloodline. I loose myself from my mother's yoke. I loose myself from my father's yoke. I loose myself from the demons in my family and the curse in my bloodline. I break free right now and command the adversary by the power of God to take his hands off of me. Take his hands off of my money. Take his hands off of my church. Take his hands off of my family. Take his hands off of my mind. Take his hands off of my children. Hey, Lucia, Lima, Kala, Duba, Robo, Saluman, Dele, Kitaya. Your word declares that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Your word declares, hallelujah, according to the book of Ezekiel, no longer will the children's teeth set on edge because the fathers ate sour grapes. I stand on that promise. I stand on that word. And in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I command every stronghold, every attack, every demon from my mother's house to be dismantled off of my life. Every stronghold that follows my bloodline, strongholds of sickness and infirmity, disease, diabetes, and cancer. Hey, by the power of the blood, Ilelebasha, Jankani, Mikanunimi Ambaladiso, Lulolobokuta, Lekelebashi, Livandili, Ulalabashada. I loose myself this morning. I loose myself this morning from every stronghold that would attach itself to my family, that would attach itself to me because of the sins of my forefathers. I loose myself from the curse of my dad. I loose myself from the curse of my mother. I loose myself. I break myself free. I command my finances to not be under the curse of my father and my mother. I command my body to not be under the curse of the stronghold. Hey, I loose myself. I loose myself. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and loose yourself. Mama, yebe, lakalobo, lulelebeche, lemandele kutaya, yaba, yababa sata, sutolelebe, rebele de bandalakuya, minunimi ambala. Hey, Shata, hey, Mikoshe, Lebashitila, Robo Solumande, Inanama, Jean-Cardio Sulomoya, Mendelelekita, Halabasha, Kamande, Elebasikabo, Robo Shamu, Lumandelebeketa, Haya, in the name of Jesus. We want to pray one more prayer. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27. Shabbat. You must understand that, excuse me. You must understand that what the enemy does is he comes in through openings. Ephesians 4:27 says, give no place to the devil. And what he does is he comes in through openings. But we are praying today that any opening, any foothold that the enemy has seen in our life, amen, we're commanding that thing to be shut. Are you getting that? Because, see, the enemy needs a right to come in. Remember, he's an accuser of the brethren day and night. But we are decreeing that every opening be shut. Lift your voice in the name of Jesus. Any opening in my life that the enemy has seen, be shut. Be shut. Be shut. Lift your voice and begin to pray that right now in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I command any opening, any occasion, any foothold that the enemy has seen, that the devil has located in my life, in my church, in the life of my pastor, in the life of my family, in the life of my children, anything that the enemy is trying to use as a loophole to attack my family, to attack me, to attack the blessing of the Lord in my life, I command that opening to be shut. I shut every opening. I overturn every stronghold. I override every loophole. Father, in the name of Jesus, every occasion of the enemy through deception, through my mindset, through witchcraft, through mind control, I block the occasion. I shut every opening that came through relationship, every opening that came through networks, every opening that came from demonic association. I command every opening by the power of the blood to be shut. I shut every opening. I dismantle every opening by the hand of God. I command every opening, every door, every loophole, everything that the enemy would attempt to use against me as a right to attack my life, as a right to stop my destiny. I command every opening to be closed. I seal it with the blood of Jesus. Every human opening as an access to come in, I lay hold on it and I command it to be cut off. Anyone that is a human opening, any individual in my life that the enemy is using to have access to me, I command them to be cut off. I said be cut off. Any individual, any person in my life that the enemy is using as an opening of access into my life by divine authority, by the power of the blood, by the power of covenant, by the power of the word of God, I command them to be cut off. I said be cut off. I said be cut off. Every opening, every occasion, every attack of the enemy, every place that the enemy is using to attack my children, my pastor, my leader, my family, by weakness, of Lakusha, Elema, by ignorance, I command it to be open. I command it to be closed. 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 Every door, every crack, I command it to be shut, and we seal it with the blood. We command that door to be locked. We throw away the key and declare that every foothold of the enemy is destroyed in the name of Jesus. Pray this today. Pray this today. All day today. That's what you're praying today. That every attack of the enemy, everything in your life that the enemy could use to stop and block you, we are decreeing that whatever it is being removed now, alabosa, and we are breaking loose ourselves. Come on here. I break loose myself from every attack. I break myself loose from every stronghold. I set myself free from every attack in my bloodline. I free myself. I loose myself. Mele, alibish. Alilibish, 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 alilibibieshe bebebe obasha, andalakuta lamasi, siloboko toloboku talamakasaya. Amen? Amen. Well, I love you this morning. I appreciate you this morning. I celebrate you this morning. I appreciate you pushing yourself, waking up this morning, calling on the name of the Lord. For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, guess what's going to happen to them? They're going to be delivered. God don't lie. He's a man of his word, and he does what he says. Amen. I'll see you in the morning at 6 o'clock. That's right. I'll see you in the morning. Habashakalama. Erabo shandelemasi. I'll see you in the morning. This is the way you start your morning in prayer. This is the way you start your morning in intercession. And today, make sure it's not about how long you pray. It's about how consistent you pray. Be praying all day. Be praying while you're at work. Be praying in your house, saying, I break myself free. Every occasion of the enemy, every opening, anything in my life that is giving the devil access, I strip him of his access and declare that it is so. You are blessed. You are favored. I'll see you in the morning, 6 a.m. Tell the world it's praying time. More grace.